WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The heat index could exceed 110 degrees for millions of people today. More than 130 million in the U.S. under a blanket of dangerous heat that stretches from Texas to Maine. Flooding is a concern in the Midwest. Temperatures are much cooler in Scotland, where President Trump is playing golf at a course he owns on what the White House calls a working trip.
The president has officially landed here in Scotland to begin his four-day international trip. And the focus is going to be a mix of golf, family business, but also those ongoing trade talk. The president does have a meeting scheduled with the British prime minister in which he says they plan to fine-tune that trade deal that they reached on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Canada just a few weeks ago.
Before departing Washington, the president did not rule out pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell, the longtime companion of Jeffrey Epstein, who spoke for the last 2 days with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. This is ABC News. Authorities investigating last week's explosion that killed three Los Angeles County deputies says they've discovered what happened and that there is another threat.
Investigators have now determined it was a grenade collected in Santa Monica that exploded and killed the three arson investigators. They had believed it was inert, but a second grenade they collected is now missing, says LA County Sheriff Robert Luna.
In addition to conducting the post-blast investigation, the ATF will be assuming full control into investigating the whereabouts of this other device that is missing.
He says they've searched everywhere for it, even in deputy lockers, and they cannot find it. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Authorities in New Orleans are searching for a jail inmate who was mistakenly released on Friday. Khalil Bryan's release was due to human error, according to the Orleans Parish Sheriff. There's a manhunt underway. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Even some of the lawmakers who voted for the One Big Beautiful Bill Act say they weren't aware of everything in it. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
UW-Madison political science professor Barry Burden says the effects of the bill's most controversial parts, like changes to Medicaid and SNAP, won't be felt until after the next midterm election. He says it's fair to think the timing is strategic.
It's almost certain that there are Republicans saying, look, this is going to hurt me back in my state or district as I try to win re-election next year. Can we please put off the pain for the Medicaid recipients and the SNAP recipients until after the midterms?
Burden says the vote became a decision on whether to support the president rather than a focus on the bill's merits. Democrats have already seized on the opportunity to target their GOP colleagues' seats in next year's midterms. Burden says while the attention was primarily focused on tax cuts and Medicaid, many elements of the bill were not thoroughly scrutinized. He thinks the nation will continue to discover consequences of the new law for years.
It's common for Congress nowadays to pass omnibus bills that are really large budget packages. And it's difficult for any member of Congress to keep track of all the things that are there. But this was one of those omnibus bills on steroids.
Many provisions didn't get any discussion on the House or Senate floor, like a $40 million National Garden of American Heroes sculpture park. Burden says Trump's pressure to sign the bill by July 4th was a key factor in getting it passed.
Since President Trump took office in January, there's been very little legislating. Almost no bills passed through the House and Senate and sent to President Trump's desk. This was one. This was a hallmark piece of legislation. It's going to be a defining piece of legislation in next year's midterms.
For Illinois News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, highs near 85, southwest winds up to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny for Sunday, highs in the upper 80s. 66 with showers and storms on Sunday night, sunny and 86 Monday.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to author Laura Bird recommending books with a connection to nature and Senator Tammy Baldwin on keeping rural drinking water clean in Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
What's up, everybody? This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, touring the state, soaking in everything that this state's got to offer: hunting, fishing, kayaking, mountain biking, mountain climbing, sliding down mountains, Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, the Dells. Bingo parlors, Potawatomi.
Bingo.
Bingo.
I do love me some bingo, though.
Ooh.
Oh, I love, man, bingo.
I love bingo too.
Ladies and gentlemen, that there is the voice of the world acclaimed, world traveling Danielle Fairman. Danielle, host of the show. Danielle and I have been together for many, many years hunting and fishing the great state of Wisconsin.
We have.
There is really, now here's what's fascinating to me.
Oh,
you!
What is fascinating?
Are not afraid of anything, Danielle.
No,
you're not afraid of anything.
My mom is so worried about that.
I worry about that.
I need to cut in here. She's afraid of some food, but we are changing that every single week.
This is true. Do you want some liver sausage? No.
Okay, that's well. First of all, that's Chef Ellie Lawton, the official chef of Raised in Wisco, our culinary creator who brings us the amazing recipes every year, every week.
Every year, every week, every month. Time
whatever
flies
it
when
takes.
You're having fun.
You know, the cool thing about Chef Lawton is that she will take some of the most delicious dishes and break them down for us in a way that we can prepare them at home. That is a goal. Tonight,
folks, cook for dummies.
Cooking is
that's
so
what
fun
you do
and
for
so
us.
Easy.
You are. Well, we're not dummies.
Ellie,
Cooking for
I am sometimes.
Just call me fat.
When it comes to the kitchen, I am a dummy.
No, you're not.
No, you're not anymore. You're
learning.
You need
to get yourself more credit.
Everything,
because of you guys.
Well, everything you've ever brought here. We have a little kind of tradition here at Raised in Wisco. We eat usually before we go on.
Okay,
air.
But honestly, what do we do and we don't eat before we do it?
Nothing. We eat constantly.
We eat all the time.
Jacob's in the fishbowl. Want to shout out to Jacob. But we're going to have a new voice on Raised in Wisco this week. You've never heard him before.
I've spoken before. Here and there.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to give you this nice, big intro.
I just completed it.
Noah.
I think all three of us did.
You guys have just, you're crash.
We're sticking up for Noah, man.
Yeah.
I see you like to embellish. I appreciate that.
Noah Morris, who is the in-house producer here at the Fishbowl, WFSH in Concord, Wisconsin. He is our in-house producer, and he's going to be joining us on the air today because he's got a great Raised in Wisco. Before we get to that, though, back to you, Danielle.
Me?
Co-host of the show, co-host of my local television show. You've made appearances on the national show, The Foul Life.
Yes, and I have the sweet hat right now.
You have the best foul
together.
Life hat on.
That is the coolest foul life hat. Danielle, you're not afraid of anything. You go noodling. And for those of you listening who do not know what noodling is,
It well, is where you go to an Italian restaurant and ask for noodles.
It's my version of noodling is eating pasta.
Yeah, okay? Danielle's version of noodling is different than the rest of ours.
Well,
Danielle, explain to the folks who don't know what noodling is.
Well, noodling, let's reverse a little bit. I got my inspiration from Facebook with this chick named Hannah Barron. Hannah Barron Outdoors. She says, appreciate y'all. At the end of everything, every video that she has.
Okay.
But she is 5 foot nothing. But she is built like a brick house. But she goes down there and she rips up all these blues. So these blues
Blues. Goes down where? What are blues? Come on, Danielle.
She goes into the water.
She's in water. It could be ankle deep, knee deep. She has to dive under sometimes, which I do as well. So everything I'm saying pertains to me as well. You find a log, you find a hole, you find a hole of any type. And these fish love to go into these holes where it's nice and cool. These catfish.
Okay, so.
And these catfish don't have eyelids.
Noodling is sticking your hand in crevices in lakes and river bottoms, hoping a catfish will mistake your hand for food and eat it.
Your arm becomes the
you're
noodle.
Not mistaking it for food. You're being aggressive. You're shoving your hand in their mouth. They're trying to get away from you, and they're
you
swimming backwards.
You feel for their face
you
and shove their your hand in their mouth.
And Danielle does
on purpose, yes. And then the best way to describe it is to do a karate chop on your arm. Or
yeah,
someone
you did
had,
it to me once.
Yeah, just to do like a nice, not aggressive, but a good, solid karate chop.
And that's what
arm.
You want to happen.
That's what you want to happen.
Yeah, I've been bucked off of horses, and that karate chop you gave me hurt way more than getting bucked off of horses.
But there's people out there that I went with Brittany Jill 2 years ago, and she got her personal best, which was a 48-pound catfish.
Oh,
48
my
pounds.
Gosh.
How does a person lift a 48-pound catfish with one arm?
Bend and snap.
Bend and snap. Okay, that is going back to Legally Blonde.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
So if you go out
Reese
with
Reese Witherspoon references.
Is there a mail carrier watching?
Yes. And then I break his nose and all the fun things. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So when I go, I do not go without a guide, pretty
yeah.
much. So I go with a guide. They know where all these crevices are. And then they go in and block it. So they have like a pallet and they go to one side and they block the hole if it's not against the bank or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other guy just goes in there casually to see if it's anything's in there. And then like,
wait,
oh, yes.
What does that go in there casually to see?
Like
if
pokes around
in.
With
yeah,
their
he
hand?
Just goes and feels for a fish. And then if there's something in there, he says, there's a fish in here.
So could there be multiple fish in one hole?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So you could just put your both hands in there and come out double gloved?
You probably could. I have not seen the video, but why
is
not?
Is there protection that you can wear on your arms for this?
You can wear gloves, just like gardening
do they
gloves.
Have teeth?
They do not have teeth.
Okay.
Well, they do have like bass. Yeah,
teeth.
Like
yeah.
Very, very, not like, it's not going to
like
cut you, but it will bruise you. It will absolutely bruise you. You go in there. I'm not a very good diver. I kind of like climb down this dude's leg to stick my hand in there. And the first time it hit my hand, I screamed underneath the water. And I came back up and everyone's just dying laughing at me. But then I went back down there and got shoulder deep all in there. And I got it and I pulled him out. And I was so excited.
Oh,
so you
my
caught
goodness.
A giant catfish with your hand.
My first one was 22 pounds.
I think we should all go do this together.
Nope.
would you do it?
That's I don't know about going underwater. That sounds pretty intense.
It sounds like you can do it in shallow water.
Here's
you can
my
do it
question.
In shallow water, yes.
What happens if you stick your hand under there and you have an unwitting snapping turtle?
Ooh,
oh, well,
that's
then.
The price you pay, I guess.
You lose appendages,
you, that's the thumbtacks.
What is the
what?
You're paying the thumbtacks at that point.
I was thinking of thumbtacks that you press in
no,
a court
thumbtacks.
For.
No, thumbtacks. So was I. Yeah.
That is the finger tax.
Yeah.
Like the mafia.
Yeah.
That is like,
oh, yeah.
That
yes,
is like
exactly.
the mafia, Noah. Noah, wow.
But it
you're
is.
Noah has a lot of layers.
Noah. Okay. Where I'm going with this, Danielle.
Yes.
Is that you will do that kind of crazy madness, but we can't get you to try liver sausage.
No, that's so gross.
I did. I took a little chunk and I force fed it to her.
And what was your reaction to liver sausage?
No, I'm good.
Noah loved it.
You had Swiss cheese. I'm not a Swiss cheese fan. You have liver sausage. Ew. Then you have onions and then mustard. It's all the things I do not like. Wrapped up in one little package.
To be fair, before we started cooking before every episode of this show, there were a lot of things you didn't like that you do now.
You didn't like mushrooms and you love button mushrooms
now. I do love button mushrooms.
Oh.
Beach mushrooms.
Beach. I was like, beach. Button.
You're
I'm trying to think.
Fun guy.
Oh, that's boy. Why.
Okay.
No.
Every time.
I can't help it, Noah. It's a dad joke. Jacob, I need to know if you would try noodling.
When? I do this now.
Whoa!
Hey, what's going on?
That's Jacob. Awesome.
I was gonna say, isn't it that time of year, Danielle?
It's getting towards the end of the year right now.
Oh,
okay. Have so you done August it yet
is
this year?
August is getting pretty cold and pretty. So the best time to go is when it's nice, sunny, and bright because they don't have eyelids, so they go into the shade or to where it's cooler, so that it doesn't hurt their eyes as much.
And where can you do this?
I go down to Rend, R-E-N-D, Lake in Illinois.
Okay. How far away is that from here?
From here, it'd be like 5 hours. Okay. But then they also...
It is quite a ways away.
Yeah. Well, there's multiple other places. These people just had... I started with them, so I continue going with them. I don't want to change.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But they also have a hotel booking to where you get like 20% off if you book through them, and they book the hotel. So
nice.
Yeah, and they do it in Wisconsin as well.
Probably. I have no idea, but probably. There's catfish everywhere.
It's a way to lose your hand.
No kidding. Noah, would you try this?
Yes. You didn't answer yet.
I guess he answered for me.
Would you try?
Yes.
So you're saying...
I don't know.
Would you get that? Noah, would you get peer pressured by Danielle into doing this?
Probably. Yeah. Peer pressure works on me.
Well,
peer pressure works on you.
My friend Brianna came with me for her first time, and she's a massage therapist.
Ooh.
A fish got her real good, and she couldn't go to work for like 2 months.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
See, I feel like my hands
of heart.
Are just too important to crush. Like that.
How would I play the piano if I got bit, if I had fingers bit off by a catfish? Yeah. With a hook.
Just, little nubs.
With chopsticks.
Yeah.
Hey.
We could duct tape chopsticks onto you. You'd be like Wolverine, but chopsticks
playing chopsticks.
Oh, man.
You'd be the Chinese Wolverine.
Speaking of fishing.
What?
Yes, I guess I would. I never saw those movies, though, so I don't really know what you're talking about. I'm going to do my weekly Wisco before we deteriorate into... Danielle's throwing her headset with her microphone across the room at this point.
I just watched that, too. That's the funny part. On the plane.
I had
a
fun weekly Wisco. I went to the backyard and cast and caught a bunch of fish. Caught a couple bass, gave me the fight of my life. I had just this weather is so conducive to good dusk fishing right now. Mm. I mean, those bass are hitting surface baits and it just was absolutely awesome. And I caught an interesting fish on a Yamamoto Senko. And if you don't know what a Yamamoto Senko is, it is a stick bait or it's like a long rubber worm that's the same on both ends. Salt impregnated, very firm, and you hook it in the middle. It's called wacky rigging it, and you tick it through the water. And I caught a giant warmouth. Do you guys know what a warmouth is?
Do tell.
I do now because you told me before the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, you gave that away. But a warmouth is a hybrid between a bluegill and a rock bass. And they look like bluegill, and they eat like bluegill. They're delicious.
Yum.
But they've got big mouths that are slanted down on the end.
Wow.
Everybody please tune into Facebook so you can see this face.
And I caught a warm mouth. And I'm very excited because we've got Noah Morris, who was so excited about his weekly Wisco. He's actually on the show. And we've got fantastic cooking plus adventures on Lake Michigan. Chef Lawton and show contributor Megan Salazar. This is Raised in Wisco. Yeah. Okay, boys, let's start the house.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Never found a four-leaf clover to bring good luck to me. No,
Raised in Wisco is your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin, from foraging to hiking to camping to canoeing to kayaking, fishing, hunting, eating.
Eating more. Dessert.
Ooh, dessert. At the end of the day, a
cooking show.
And that's
okay,
why
that was not very enthusiastic.
Well, cooking show.
Yeah. There you go, Danielle. I'm very excited. I'm very enthusiastic about the fact that we have a certified award-winning chef.
Yay.
That is the official chef of Raised in Wisco, who brings us recipes every week from the great outdoors to the table in a simple and understandable fashion. That's exciting to me. We're talking about our Raised in Wisco's, and I'm learning a lot about Noah Morris, our producer.
Right?
I've known Mora for no Mora. I've known
That's not his name.
I've known Noah for probably a decade, probably
almost
10 years.
Wow.
Or so.
We're getting there.
Yep. We've worked together in the disabilities industry. It's been a pleasure. He's fantastic, very talented in production, videography, and that kind of mm-hmm. thing. Owns Morris Original for your video needs. So if you need videos, contact Morris Original. There is a little free plug for you.
Thanks.
Noah, how do you feel about that?
Appreciate that.
I'm learning that Noah's got kind of a sense of humor that I didn't realize.
Noah has a sassy side.
I think he does. We threw a mic in front of his face for the first time today because he had a very exciting weekly Wisco. So let's hear about it, Noah.
Yeah, I just got back from Boy Scout camp. It's my first time going as a leader. So I went as a kid, but it was really cool re-experiencing all that and just being there with our younger scouts.
Where did you go?
So it was Ed Bryant Scout Reservation. It's a local week-long summer camp.
Where is it?
Up by the Dells area.
Ooh, awesome.
Awesome. Another awesome Wisconsin product.
Yeah.
You attained Eagle Scout, correct?
Yep.
You guys were talking prior. Why why do you keep saying attain Eagle Scout? Like, isn't everybody at the end an Eagle Scout?
No. In order to become an Eagle Scout, and obviously correct me if I'm wrong, no, because it's been many years since I was in the Boy Scouts. And I have to say, I'm one of my few disappointments that I didn't completely follow through in my life was that I was a Life Scout, but I was 2 merit badges and a service project away. And the things I learned in Boy Scouts were fantastic. Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, yep. brave, clean, and reverent.
I heard that a lot.
Still remember that. But I will tell you, you have to have a certain amount of merit badges, learn a certain amount of skills, and do a service project that's highly scrutinized and has to benefit the community. And you have to do it all before you turn 18. Yep. So when you say attain Eagle Scout, it's actually a very rare thing, and very few people in the country ever end up becoming Eagle Scouts. In fact, they blame it on the fumes. That's what they always told me. Perfume and gas fumes. Yeah.
Which one got you?
both
of them.
So how many badges do you need to be an Eagle Scout then?
What is it like? Well, there's certain Eagle required ones. So like, I think hiking, there's other ones like family
religion is one of them.
That's kind of baked into like following the Scout oath. And that's like having like certain obligations in your community and faith too. Yeah, there's a lot of different facets of it, and kind of there's like 8 different ranks. In each rank, you kind of have a board of review where the Scoutmaster just talks you through like how you are.
Wow,
being in
community.
There's a lot involved. It's very.
It's
almost
being outdoors.
Paramilitary. There's ranks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But my favorite thing about Boy Scouts was cooking. Camping and cooking over an open fire with the Dutch ovens.
We
made peach
wonderful.
Cobbler, and we made pizza pudgy pies, and you name it. But I'm going to tell you, I had
sounds
a great
like a normal day at my house.
Yeah, it really, you'd have been a great Boy Scout.
I would have been a fantastic Boy Scout.
There's no doubt.
So I looked it up. To achieve rank of an Eagle Scout, a Boy Scout must earn a minimum of 21 merit badges. Right. Out of these 21, 14 must be a specific list of required badges, and remaining 7 can be any other merit badges of offer.
They have so many now, like hundreds
21.
Of different
So many things
subjects.
To choose from, hey?
That's
For me,
fantastic.
I really got exposed to a lot of things I wouldn't have otherwise, like at summer camp, was when I did soldering and electronics.
Oh that's really cool.
So, yeah, I've used that in my adult life. And it's
Joel got
cool,
his canoe but. Badge.
I have my canoeing merit badge. I do.
Canoeing, I think that's my
kayaking.
Favorite one.
Did you know? Well, I never realized before that I got it. You can steer a canoe. When you are solo in a canoe, you are never supposed to move the paddle to both sides. You do what's called a J stroke. And when you stroke into the water, you turn it to the outside.
Yeah, it's a Joel stroke.
It's a
J. You just made it up.
I'm not making it up. And you can steer your canoe out of one side and you curl it over and it. As you push one way, it'll pull you back the other way.
J-stroke for Jolvis.
For Jolvis. Yeah.
The other thing you made up.
Oh, you guys are relentless. You are relentless. Chef Lawton, what's your weekly Wisco, for goodness sake?
Well, you can make fun of me for mine. Actually, no, you can't.
Can I?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So Megan Salazar and I went out last weekend and spent the day out on Lake Michigan. We were trying to salmon fish.
Oh, slow down. How do you try to salmon fish?
I take that back. We tried really, really hard. It just wasn't happening for us. We ended up not getting any fish, but we got really good suntans and had a great day. And shout out to Kevin and Ian. Kevin worked his butt off for us all day to catch fish. We tried everything, and it just was a off day. But we had a great day, and we had snacks.
That's why they call it fishing, not catching.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Danielle Fairman was on hiatus in Montana. We're going to hear about that. And our recipe of the week, salmon, even though Chef Lawton didn't catch it. This is Raised in Wisco.
Hurry up and name the day. And then I'll know that my good luck is really here to stay. Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky.
Lucky when?
When I found you,
I found you.
Oh, I got lucky.
I got lucky.
Yes, I got lucky. When I found you.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The heat index could exceed 110 degrees for millions of people today. More than 130 million in the U.S. under a blanket of dangerous heat that stretches from Texas to Maine. Flooding is a concern in the Midwest. Temperatures are much cooler in Scotland, where President Trump is playing golf at a course he owns on what the White House calls a working trip.
The president has officially landed here in Scotland to begin his four-day international trip. And the focus is going to be a mix of golf, family business, but also those ongoing trade talk. The president does have a meeting scheduled with the British prime minister in which he says they plan to fine-tune that trade deal that they reached on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Canada just a few weeks ago.
Before departing Washington, the president did not rule out pardoning Ghislaine Maxwell, the longtime companion of Jeffrey Epstein, who spoke for the last 2 days with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. This is ABC News.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Miami Marlins. Lefty Jose Quintana on the mound for Milwaukee against Miami right-hander Jansen Junk. The crew losing last night 5-1. Pitcher Freddy Peralta said there was a real cat and mouse game going on between him and the Marlins batters.
I was able to speed them up a little bit because they were trying to slow me down, and I was just trying to get them quick on the box and try to make my pitch and made them out quick because they knew what they with them. But we realized that we didn't have time, and we made adjustment.
NFL in Green Bay, Mark Murphy saying goodbye after 17 years as the Packers president and CEO. Murphy holding a final press conference after the shareholders meeting that drew over 6,000 shareholders. Murphy's advice to his successor, Ed Policy.
Fire quickly, hire slowly. So take your time, you know, when you're hiring people.
That's Mark Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Phineas and Ferb are coming back in 2026. Season 5 is currently on the air, but it's being called a revival. At Comic-Con last week in San Diego, the producers celebrated said revival of the Disney show, which launched 10 new episodes June 5th, and announced that the next batch of episodes will drop next year. Phineas and Ferb debuted in 2007, but went off the air in 2015. The USA Network has announced it has canceled Resident Alien, despite the show carving out a nice following over its four seasons. The announcement was made right before the season 4 finale last week. The sci-fi comedy is about an alien who is also a doctor in a small town and tries to conceal his identity. The show is based on a book of the same title. Executive producer Chris Sheridan says he wasn't totally caught off guard by the surprise, and for what it's worth, says the season 4 finale episode is his favorite of the whole series. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Northern Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today, highs near 85, southwest winds up to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny for Sunday, highs in the upper 80s. 66 with showers and storms on Sunday night, sunny and 86 Monday.
Currently, 78 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story. Really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Shali Pittman will be joining us to break down all of the news that happened over the weekend. Nothing will happen. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Man, I'm going to give it up to Jacob because I have not suggested any of the music and he is absolutely killing it.
Yeah, he's jamming out.
Motley Crue. I mean, Michael Jackson. Oh, I love it. Raised in Wisco is the place for you to learn about the great outdoors. Come along with us. Laugh. Danielle Fairman is with me. I'm Joel Clayfish. We've got an official chef on the show, Chef Ellie Lawton, who brings you recipes every week that you can handle. I mean, none of them are too crazy.
Golf claps.
We're not using words like bechamel or mise en place yet.
Next week, we're going there.
We're going to go to terms. We're going to French culinary terms.
Y'all need to bust out your culinary dictionaries because we are getting crazy.
Hey, whatever it takes.
It's time to turn up the heat.
Turn up.
We're going to turn up the heat in this kitchen.
Let's do it. Hey, we were talking to Noah Morris, our in-house producer here, who was talking about the Boy Scouts and a fantastic opportunities in Wisconsin. I had a great time fishing. I'm missing a couple weekly Wiscos yet. I'm going to go with Chef Lawton because I think we're going to get to Danielle's and it's going to take a while. She just got back from the beautiful state of Montana and we want to talk about that. But Chef Lawton, oh, that's right.
Mine was yours.
Ouch,
right in my feelers.
You went fishing.
Oh, that was funny. Do you want me to get that knife out of your back real quick? Or?
No, I like the it there. Knife. That's where Joel usually places it.
I'm sorry.
Just call
That's
my.
Where Joel hey, normally
my
places
back
it.
Is just known as the butcher block.
Oh, well, now wait a minute. Oh. That is so far from
Joel's
truth.
Butcher block.
I am by far the one made fun of most on this show.
But I think that you like it.
Well, I don't.
If you like it, is it really a bad thing?
As Sister Lucretia, my grade school principal who was punishing me, used to say, not all attention is good attention, Joel. Then I had to do like 5 Hail Marys. And
she probably put a knife in your back, too.
No, but she wrapped my knuckles plenty of times. I will tell you that. That happened. That actually happened. Danielle Fairman is one adventuresome woman, and she just got back from quite an adventure in Montana. I'm guessing that's your weekly Wisco.
And my weekly Wisco is Montana, the glacier, to be specific. But we traveled all around from northeast, west, south, not really south because it wasn't much down there, but east and west of Glacier is the most beautiful scenery. Mm-hmm. This was my first national park.
Oh, you're kidding.
This was my first national park.
It's a good
obsessed.
One. Yeah.
Obsessed is a doesn't even describe how excited I was. But it was for my one of my good friend's wedding. Her and her boyfriend go around to all the states. Their goal in life is to see every single national park and have pictures there.
I love that.
So they're in the teens. I don't really remember what number, but they're in the teens. But this was my first, and another bridesmaid, it was her first as well.
Oh, what a treat.
So it was the bride and 3 bridesmaids and the bride's mom. We all went together. We stayed in a bunch of Airbnbs. Mm-hmm. Every single solitary person was beyond helpful. But the scenery, my goodness. And it was our mission.
When they say big sky, they mean big the sky looks sky, bigger. Yes. I can't explain it.
There's only 23 active glaciers in Glacier National Park, and they lose one quite often. It's slowly diminishing very quickly. That did not make sense. It's diminishing very quickly. Yeah, you meant what I knew. But the last one that we went to was called Avalanche. We went down to the Trail of Cedars. This is my favorite one. We went down to the Trail of Cedars on the East Glacier Park, and there was 4 of us wrapping around cedar trees, and we still couldn't touch each other's fingers.
Wow. So cool.
That's how big it is. And all of us are...
These are giant pine trees.
Just giant pine trees, and they smell absolutely wonderful.
Sure, I bet it smells like you're walking through a massive cedar chest.
Yes. And when we get to the end, you walk out. It's just cedars, 2 big cedars walking out the end of the trail, and all of a sudden, you're just looking at 7 waterfalls.
Oh,
just
wow.
Falling down into this lake called Avalanche Lake. And beautiful. Everything there is crystal clear. You could see down 10, 15, 20 feet. It is clear, clear, clear. Mm. And a couple of the girls and I convinced other people that were just spectating, like, you should go do the polar plunge with us because getting in this water is freezing.
Well, it's glacier water.
Yep. But, and then we convinced a couple other ladies that we did not know. I'm like, let's go do the polar plunge. So we did the polar plunge in the
Danielle,
water.
Danielle, you love the polar plunges.
I love it. I do. But this part, after we did the polar plunge, we all took pictures and had our laughs and turn around. And then there's a freaking black bear with her cubs coming into the water just were.
Oh,
the only place you do not want to be is between a mama bear and her cubs.
Oh, yes. We,
holy cow.
Every single...
Did that scare the snot out of you?
No, of course not.
Danielle was probably trying to pet
the thing. She was trying to noodle the snot.
You shouldn't noodle black bears, Danielle.
Hey, if they're in the water, you could noodle them.
Yeah, oh, my duh. God.
I would not put a
noodle and bear
I'm not joking.
Together sounds delicious.
Oh, I love bears.
If you don't know Danielle,
so
Danielle Fairman will do anything.
That
so
was
it concerns me a little bit.
That was the problem.
Were there
the
folks with you worried about the fact that
they were yelling at me?
Were you trying to go near this bear?
No, Danielle, I just wanted a nice picture.
Danielle.
What? No, it was still across the water. Like there was still water
how
between
many
us.
Feet? Five does not count, Danielle. I know how you are when you see a dog. You just beeline it through traffic into somebody's yard. The dog bites. There's a dog bite sign, and you just beeline. You're like, I don't care.
Chef Lawton is speaking from experience of Danielle approaching strange dogs.
Danielle, stop. Don't touch the dog. I'm going.
We go on.
Nothing can stop me.
Okay, this bear was probably, I don't know, 30 yards away.
30 yards?
40?
That's nothing.
Yeah, that is nothing for a cubs.
She
you know
was
how fast
just
they can
bathing
run?
In the water.
Next, you're going to tell me you took a selfie with a buffalo.
Can I just please, I'd like to do, for the show, I'd like to do a warning.
A disclaimer.
Thank you. Just because Danielle tries it, do not try this at home. She is an experienced
She's an inexperienced
professional. Do not. We are not advocating going near black bears.
We are not.
They're docile compared to grizzlies, but do not get between.
We're
a black
putting
bear
this
and her
video
cubs.
So you can listen to us on Spotify and Apple. You can also follow us on Facebook and YouTube. But if you go to Facebook, you can see this video I'm about to talk about. So since it was just past spring. Everybody had their babies, right? All the animals had their babies. Why are you all boring?
Because
it's
summer.
No, look how beautiful.
I know why
this
your mom is.
Is
worried. You're going to come back without an arm sometime.
Look how aggressive these calves are. Just suckling on the mama moose. They were everywhere.
Is that cool?
That is
isn't
so
it?
Precious.
You know, moose
they're
are
really
also
bad.
Very dangerous
yes,
as well.
I know.
I would actually be more concerned about a moose with calves than a bear with cubs.
I'm staying away from both.
Well, yeah, me too. Danielle's
staying away from both.
Actually go to all of them.
Yes.
She was seeking out the grizzlies.
I'm
while
surprised
she was
there
most
you weren't
likely.
Trying to take a selfie.
There were mountain goats everywhere. There. What are baby mountain goats?
Ewes.
There were a bunch of ewes everywhere. It was.
I always wondered if was it like
Joel, cue dad joke. Come on, we know you got a whole bunch of them.
I always wondered if mountain goats were Italian. Hey, use guys.
Yeah. Hey, use guys.
I can't help it, Jacob.
Okay, all this noodling and Italian talk. I'm getting really hungry.
I'm getting really hungry too.
I just need some garlic and pasta, Stan.
Listen, use guys. Get over here. So
Danielle's poor choices in the wilderness is stressing me out, making me hungry.
So my question,
eating.
Yes.
My question to you, Danielle, is: was it really hard to be there when it was not a hunting season? Because you see why so many people experience Montana, Wyoming, and the great Wide West for hunting, and you were there, you know, in the springtime when the animals are most weary of people. Because they've got their youngins along with them.
Ewes guys.
They've got their ewes guys along with them. I don't know what a baby moose is called.
I think Danielle.
Nice.
Calves.
Oh.
I think Danielle, from my experience, maybe you agree or disagree. We'll find out. Mm-hmm. I think this was the best time for you to go for your first time because it's so beautiful and so vast and there's so much to look at. Mm-hmm. I just started hunting out west like 3 years ago was my first time hunting out west. And I've been going out west for a decade now. And it's so beautiful that I actually think if you went out hunting for your first time, you'd be so focused on the hunt that you would forget to stop actually and take in the scenery, look at the waterfalls, see all the critters. I mean, it is alive out there right now, it like is, crazy. Yeah. So I personally think that you went at the best time, and had you just gone out to do a hunt, you may have missed out on almost getting eaten by a bear or killed by a moose.
You know,
this is very true.
You know, that is an actually a really good point. The first time I got to experience Wyoming and Montana was on a hunt, and it was almost in reverse. I did the hunt first, and then I had time after that. And mm-hmm. when you start really soaking in the beauty of this mm-hmm. country, and it's real funny because we've got such natural beauty in Wisconsin, and you know, you can do everything here, just about every type of hunting you like. And we actually have moose in Wisconsin. There are a few, but they're coming back. Moose, and they're coming back. And, you know, Wisconsin's beautiful and amazing, but experiencing, we live in the only country where you can experience all the different, you know, geographical weather patterns and geographical mountains and rivers and lakes and streams and Great Lakes and oceans. I mean, we're really fortunate. And was that your first time out west or first time to Montana?
It was not my first time to Montana. My first time was Bozeman last February. It was a sister's trip. So, but my other sister lives in Wyoming.
Did you cry when you left?
No, I was actually excited to get back to a routine.
Okay.
And work.
I cry every time I leave the West.
Home. Like
the West is pretty. Yeah. It will get into your soul. There's no doubt.
I want to move. I did look at jobs.
Of course you did.
I did look at jobs. And I did tell Josh.
Out there?
Is there noodling?
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm sure there's some sort of noodling.
Well, if you take Josh, there's at least canoodling.
Oh, dad joke. That's a dad joke.
Bravo.
I saw Jacob raise his hand. There's one dad joke.
We went out and fly fish too. So that was really my first time fly fishing.
Oh. And did you catch any?
No, I did not.
Well, you could have been with Ellie on the boat catching salmon. You guys both struck
zeros. We caught tans, and that is just as beneficial.
That definitely counts for something. And the wedded couple I saw, you showed a picture. They were actually fly fishing on their wedding day.
They were in his tie and her wedding dress, and all of us wore our hiking boots because we all hike together. Anywhere we go, we always hike, and so we're all wearing our hiking boots.
Oh, looked like a beautiful wedding.
It rained a lot.
That's good luck
on just her wedding day. But she bought clear umbrellas. It was absolutely perfect.
Oh, I bet it was beautiful.
It was meant to rain because the sun. It was Prey Lake that she got married on the east side, and the background, half of it was storm clouds. The other part was just completely sunshine on mountains.
Wow,
that sounds great.
Beautiful.
Well, we're glad to have you back here in Wisconsin and on Raised in Wisco. And coming up, one of the only places in the world you can actually catch salmon, our Great Lakes. And we've got a fantastic recipe from Chef Lawton. This is Raised in Wisco.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported last fall that Maine voters approved ballot question 1, limiting contributions to super PACs spending money in state elections. It passed with massive voter support, but like the state's foreign influence ban, was ruled as likely unconstitutional. That's what organizers hoped would happen. The ballot question reads, do you want to set a $5,000 limit for giving to political action committees that spend money independently to support or defeat candidates for office? The act also required super PAC donors to be disclosed. A First Circuit Federal District Court ruled July 15th that both provisions violated free speech protections and pointed to the Citizens United, Buckley v. Vallejo, and other past U.S. Supreme Court decisions. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Lessig argues that large contributions to PACs risk quid pro quo corruption of supported candidates, even if a candidate isn't directly speaking with the super PAC. Elon Musk's America PAC and crypto industry super PAC's support of Donald Trump are recent examples. Lessig said in 2023, when the initiative was announced, that it was designed to force the U.S. Supreme Court to answer whether contributions to super PACs can be regulated by states in the same way state candidate contributions are limited. The case will next be appealed in the First Circuit, then could reach the U.S. Supreme Court in late 2026. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. Please visit WISVets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses for free. Find a mentor today at score.org.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
That's the way you can get into the outdoors of Wisconsin, by listening to Raised in Wisco. My name is Joel Clayfish, born in Waukesha, Wisconsin, raised his entire life and supplanted back here by God's grace alone.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wow.
I am not only a product, but a user of Wisconsin's great outdoors, flanked by the all-star cast of Danielle, the outdoors woman superhero Fairman, and the chefferie of Raised in Wisco.
I want flank steak now.
Flank steak?
Flank steak. That's how I think.
I went to Palmer's yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Was it good?
It was delicious.
Well, good.
Tomahawk steak.
Speaking of delicious, Chef Ellie Lawton.
Let's talk about food. And the time has come.
We love the food segment every week. And today we're talking about something you can catch right here.
We're talking
Wisconsin.
About something I didn't catch.
Yeah.
You know, I got to feeling bad that I was teasing
you.
No,
you didn't. You're like, but I'm catching my fancy fish out back here.
I want
multiple different species in one.
let me tell you that in order to be a good fisherman or a good angler or a good hunter, you have to know what it is like to hunt and fish and return home with nothing.
Yeah, and some of those days are the best
days
ever.
Are the best days. That's what I was going to say. They are some of the best times.
Just some of the worst times.
You just get the joy of experiencing the outdoors and the sunrises and sunsets. And I'll tell you, if I only hunted or only fished to bring back quarry, I wouldn't do it, because the beauty and joy of getting in the outdoors is so much more important many times than actually, you know, catching or killing something to bring home. However,
yes,
having said that, I love to bring stuff home.
There's a but to that.
There's a but. And that but is mine that grows every time I eat. So let's talk
okay, well,
about
let's talk about
food.
This recipe. This is a non-butt growing recipe.
Nice.
So Megan and I did not catch any fish this past weekend. So I went to my freezer and I got some fish out that I had already caught. I got some salmon. So today we're talking salmon with a really nice summer salad because I need to watch my waistline.
Same.
Okay.
Joel, you too or no?
I'm always watching my waistline.
She called him
no,
fat.
No, I didn't.
That's like but the third week in a row she's called me fat.
I'm over this, okay?
So rude.
So first of all, yes, we're going to grill our salmon.
I'm on a healthy eating kick.
This is a low carb, high protein, super nutritious meal. And we God
stop making
it.
Eye contact. Why right. Do you separate?
Everybody
you
look down. Okay, so you are gonna preheat your grill to about 400 degrees. Joel, are you with us?
I'm with you. 400 degrees.
All right, we have about 2 pounds of salmon. You are gonna dry that salmon with a towel, okay? You wanna do that because we're about to put some spices on it. So on this one, we are doing paprika, oregano, salt, pepper, garlic powder.
Is the skin on?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I would prefer, I like the skin on. Do you?
No.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I don't know.
Sorry to hear that, Daniel.
I like the skin on.
I don't know.
Okay, and the last ingredient was red pepper flakes, if you guys didn't hear that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So, super easy. You're going to rub that all over your salmon, put it on the grill, close the lid, 6 to 8 minutes, or until it's opaque. Internal temperature for salmon is 145. However, pull it off the grill when it's around 120 because it will carry over. It will keep cooking for a little bit after. So you want to let it rest for about 5 minutes. It'll finish cooking, okay? Got it?
Got it.
Yep. Our salad is super easy. So I just call this a summer salad. 3 ears of corn that I already grilled. Cut the corn off. And then you're going to add about 1.5 cups of cherry tomatoes that have been sliced in half. Now you can throw those, you can blister those in a pan or on the Blackstone if you'd like. And then add a cubed avocado, some cilantro, and some salt and pepper, and a squeeze of fresh lime.
Done.
Wow.
And then you pull that salmon off, you put that salad on top, and enjoy it.
That sounds
I'm
amazing.
So in for that.
It is,
I would love to try
it
that.
It is simple. It's beautiful. It is very healthy. No carbs.
I want to talk about
maybe
one
the corn.
Quick thing
corn has carbs.
With yeah, corn's got a few carbs, yeah. But if you're eating it as part of a salad, you're really that's quite a low carb dish.
Yeah.
I want to talk. I think a lot of times people overcook fish.
Yes.
I mean, you're a chef. You tell me.
Well,
if
you're temping,
not.
If you're keeping it on your heat source until it reaches that preferred internal cooking temp, you've already overcooked it. So,
okay.
Like I said, internal cooking temp is 145 ish. And again, look online. The internal cooking temps for all the proteins will be online. Pull that fish off about 120. It will keep cooking for a little bit.
It will, yes, because the heat around it just keeps cooking it from the inside. Yes,
yes.
Is that how
yes.
That works?
Yeah.
But I want to be clear. We're also talking about salmon here. You wouldn't do the same thing with pork or something that could
correct.
Have salmonella or
correct.
Trichinosis.
Yep. So
you're not
always
dealing with those. You're not dealing with those potential parasites when you're cooking.
Correct.
Salmon.
So make sure you become familiar with your internal cooking temps.
Oh get a magnet gosh. Like I do.
A
magnet on my fridge that tells me the
yes.
Internal cooking temps.
This is not a recipe, but I want to remind everybody they have until July 31st to go on our Facebook page, follow the page, drop a comment, and we are giving away 2 tickets to the Waterfowl Expo August 22nd and 23rd. And you're also going to get some Raised in Wisco swag and some right wing sauce.
Ooh, that
and
sounds like a
you can
fantastic
eat at the expo.
Pack. And you can eat right wings at the Expo. You can check
yeah.
me out there at Chef Lawton preparing awesome food on the main stage
yeah.
of the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association. George, you've already submitted your admission to this contest 42 times. That's enough.
George, you're cut off. Okay.
You're cut off, George.
Come on, George.
Hey, everybody. We love having you as part of the Raised in Wisco family. Remember to spread the word. 23 stations throughout the state, your civic media stations throughout the state of Wisconsin. Listen to us Saturday. Days at 11 a.m. Join us next week. This has been and will continue to be Raised in Wisco. That's the way I'm
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Analysis compiled by U.S. aid officials, the Foreign Aid Agency, examining more than 150 reported incidents involving the theft or loss of U.S.-funded humanitarian aid in Gaza, failed to find any evidence that Hamas was involved. ABC News has seen the report. The Israeli military continues to accuse Hamas of stealing aid intended for Gazans. There's an East Coast heat alert today from Washington to Philly to Boston. Plus this from ABC News forecaster Samara Theodore.
We do have a flood threat right now. Places like Chicago still reeling. You all are under a flood watch. Down into northern Missouri, we have flash flood warnings in place as we head through this morning. Rainfall rates could exceed 2 inches per hour. These storms continue to roll through in the afternoon.
Frightened passengers jolted in their seats. And reports of at least two flight attendants injured as a Boeing 737 dropped nearly 500 feet, the latest in a series of near misses. This is ABC News.